guys, and welcome to the Backwater Entrepreneur Podcast and Show, the podcast that guides your business from the backwaters to the global marketplace. My name is Jack, and I'm your host on this podcast that helps entrepreneurs, businessmen, everybody who is building a business or even working for somebody who is building a business and targeting the global marketplace. This podcast is about business, but it's also about lifestyle and mindset. And by improving both or everything, I can help you be a better entrepreneur. This is episode number 7. And in this episode, I think for the first time on this podcast, want to talk to you about some actual strategy and what to do and not to do when you're building a business or when you're, you know, promoting a business. And the thing I want to talk to you is about patience, but patience in strategy and marketing and everything in between. So again, from personal experience, so I worked for a company a couple of years ago where everything that we did demanded, or the executive branch demanded results within 2 weeks. If you didn't have results within 2 weeks, you would need to change everything. That kind of doesn't work. So basically it doesn't work, because if you're doing anything except direct marketing, so if you're building any kind of content, if you're doing content marketing, if you're providing value and basically kind of building up your marketing strategy, it doesn't work just in 2 weeks. Nobody can expect results for something that nobody ever heard of from the audience within 2 weeks, unless you're giving away things. Even if you're giving away things, it doesn't work. So basically, you need to develop, and as entrepreneurs, patience. Now, where's the limit in that patience, and where's the limit until how much time do you need to spend on a marketing strategy until you decide to pivot? Well, as everybody from my marketing friends that do marketing would say, well, metrics are everything, and you need to record everything, you need to collect data and then analyze and then see what's happening. So if you're doing marketing, you need to prepare that. You need to push a certain marketing strategy, and it doesn't have to be one marketing strategy at a time. It depends on how much money or resources do you have. You can push 3 marketing strategies at the same time. So one will be content marketing, the other will be direct emails, the third will be cold calling, the fourth will be landing pages, the fifth would be lead magnets and building leads, the fifth, sixth would be LinkedIn, whatever it is. You can push them at the same time, but one, deciding if one works, needs some time to develop. You need to reach a certain amount of audience to see if they're, you know, baiting the hook, if they're grabbing the hook and you can reel them in. So if you're pushing, for example, emails, you don't push emails for 2 weeks on just one text and say this text or this email copy doesn't work. No, you may not have reached your target audience. You may have not reached them at the proper time. You may, you know, miss the point in that sense, but you need to give it time to work. You need to give it time and follow up. So like Steli Efti would say, follow up is everything. You need to follow up until you die and then follow up again. So you need to take 1 month, 2 months, 3 months off a certain campaign and push it within a reasonable amount that is not spam, that is not spam, not just in emails, but visual branding, AdWords, whatever it is. If you push it too much, then it's spam and, you know, you will overwhelm people. On the other hand, if you're just, if you, you push it in certain intervals, then after 1 month, you will see a certain number. And then after 2 months, you will see a number again, which either is a better number in analytics or a worse number. And after month three, then you can decide, okay, we need to change something. Is it time to change everything? No, we need to change something. We need to pivot that campaign a little bit and then see if it works again. Everybody who is expecting a result within 2 weeks and then changing everything from scratch will fail. Marketing nowadays, pushing your content, pushing your brand, basically giving value to people is about building it constantly and allowing the content to work for you. For example, this podcast is a sort of branding, so it is intended primarily to give you value, and I'm not pushing in every episode exactly what I do. On the other hand, apart from every other content that I created in the previous podcast and shows, this is the first content that I basically succinctly linked to my business as an entrepreneur, as somebody who creates custom-made animation explainer videos. But I'm not pushing it directly, and I'm not expecting this content to bring any result in my business side, you know, for years. I'm not expecting the audience to be any kind of significant audience for the first year. It, you know, if you're trying to build a content like a podcast or a YouTube show, you will not have immediate audience. You will not have 100,000 followers within 3 months. Unless you have a way to tap into that audience or a very powerful influencer helping you in that way. But if you're building it organically, it will just not happen. So it is in marketing. So whatever you're building as far as content, and you need to build content for marketing, it's not just, hi, you know, I'm selling this shit and, you know, would you buy it? Because it, but don't get me wrong, direct marketing works. It, if it wouldn't work, people wouldn't have call centers and stuff like that. So it works, but it works. It doesn't work for entrepreneurs on a small scale. You need to build a brand. You need to build content. And whether it's a blog, whether it's podcast, whether it's landing pages, small videos, audio, whatever it is, banners. So you need to promote it. And if I told you that you need to push the money into creating the content, whether it's a blog for, you know, $100, $150, more or less, whatever it is, whatever the cost is, or it's a video for several hundred dollars or several thousands of dollars, depending on what kind of video you want, and you would expect immediate results from it, unless the results don't come in, you would throw it away. So what happens to those thousands of dollars that you put in into the production of a video, you know, writers who write the blog content, setting up the blog content on the web page and stuff like that? What happens to that money? So you need to think about how you are going to use that content in the time that you have for the marketing campaigns, and your marketing campaigns can change and can target different people. But the content that you have, you need to develop it in more and more. Just one blog post will not do anything. Just one YouTube video will not do anything. I mean, it can if it's placed okay, but it's if it's placed on multiple landing pages, multiple pages, in emails, in social networks, and again, different marketing campaigns over a period of time, it will produce something. The content needs to develop and it needs time to develop the audience. So think about that before you go into your marketing team and demand results within 2 weeks. And unless they came, imagine firing the entire team and just hiring a new one again.